This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What it is, welcome to Tyrus and Tim. I'm Tyrus and my co-captains and Tim.
Hello.
The team is back together.
Yes, we are.
Devin is back after her consecutive Friday's off day, which was not on purpose, apparently. It was just random. Just random that she only works 4 days a week right now. It's just she had to cash in those vacations. What was she going to do? You know, what was she going to do? So...
Yeah, I don't know how you even vacation right now. It's kind of hard. It's more difficult now, I guess.
I've had an interesting week. I took the plunge and I went and visited my kids in Florida. So that was cool.
Awesome.
I got an Airbnb. I can finally say it right. So now that I actually got on the app, and we were completely isolated. I got with a pool. So everything was delivered. I even had Target delivered. And I had got them gifts. I got them goggles, like funky goggles for the pool, and gummy bear inner tubes. And so they were doing stunts with the inner tubes, like running and jumping.
Nice.
And right now is a weird dynamic because, as everyone knows, my three children – that are connected are all separated by months. I have 3 8-year-olds.
Yep.
Well, right now there's a huge dynamic issue because right now one of them's 9. So
It's
right now Nala's 9 and she's trying to flex that 9 stuff. You know, she's in early June. She's got a full month.
All right.
Almost two full months. June 14th-ish to August 24th. So she's got just about 2 months in there. Do the math. As the years go by, it gets funnier and funnier. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they're in their 20s, they'll be like, oh, my God, we're so like, oh, it's so funny. You know? But... still kind of, you know, certain people like play with their hair or put their hand on their face and like try to tell you like, oh, it's cool. You know, it's, oh, that's so cool. You just, you know, it's so nice to have them all together. Well, yeah, it wasn't really a group think tank, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like
a think tank.
Where I just one night at a bar got on the mic like, hey,
who's down?
3 kids. And preferably of all different racial backgrounds.
Yeah, it's like the United Nations.
Literally.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or I like to call them when I see their grades, IHOP. You know, International House. That's where you're going to be working. So, but she was feeling kind of cocky. But we had a issue because although she's older, her brother's taller than her, and she's really tall, but her brother's really tall. And I didn't realize how big he got because when he jumped in the pool, it was only 5 feet, and his chin was above the 5 feet. And I went, did you? Because I'm really tall, so I don't notice.
Right.
How tall, like 5'3", 5'4" to me is, I mean, it's like talking to Greg. Which I really do in person anymore.
Yeah, I'm like 5'3" and a half, and I'm like the same height as Greg.
So my son being, you know, 5'4", was like, oh, wow, you really got tall. And his sister was like, I'm tall too. Yes, you're 5'1", good for you, but he's taller. And then she dropped, well, I'm 9.
There you go, girl.
You are. And then COC fired back for now.
COC?
So it was, you know, but we, my son – was jumping in the pool in the gummy tubes, and it was pretty awesome jump where he landed flat. He's like, "Dad, I did it!" And then there was a blood curdling from the gummy bear. "Dad, but gummy bear is dying." Popped it.
Oh,
and
man.
His sister was like, his sister is cat skinny. So, yeah. And tall. And she's like, "Gee, I hope it doesn't pop when I jump, Dad." And I'm like, "Yeah, me too."
COC is a big bull. I remember I met him when he was maybe like 6 years old for the first time. And even then I was like, he's was almost as tall as me.
Yeah, he's
like, I was like, you mean to tell
me he has my shoulders and hasn't worked out.
Broad shoulders. He's like a big guy. And I was like, do you mean to tell me this child is actually 6 years old? And are you sure about that?
You know, but with them, whenever they see somebody that they haven't seen a long time, that my son will always go, "Oh, I met Cap back when I was four." Like, everything is four. You know, didn't I have that toy when I was four? Like, what? What's with you and the magic number four? But as big and strong as he is, he's really sensitive.
I know. Like, he's kind of
and
shocked.
We don't, and that's where we struggle.
Yeah.
Because I tease my daughter all the time because I'm convinced that she's a flying purple people eater because she favorite color is purple and she watched vampire movies like on Nickelodeon and stuff. And I was like watching Shark Week, and just to spice things up, I turned and looked at her because it was a story of a great white that ate a guy in Coney Island in like 1812 or something like that. I started staring at her and I started shaking my head. I'm like, "You want to explain this?" And she was like, "What?" I said, "They're blaming it on a shark, but you got something to tell me? How many times have I told you about eating people?" And she was like, I just bit him. I just bit him. Just bit him. So we play that game or whatever. And she's like, "Well, but Dad, my spirit animal is a shark." And I'm like, "I know, but that doesn't give you the right to fly around."
Exactly. Exhibit A.
And then my son goes, "Hey, guys, I don't have a spirit animal. I never picked one." And I was like, "What the bro? Like, are you getting upset?" And he's like, "I never had one. I never got around to it." And I'm like, "Fine, you have a spirit animal." And his sister's like, "What's your favorite animal?" He's like, "Well, I like lions and tigers." And I'm like, "You're a liger. You're a liger." And they're both like, "That's not a real thing." Like, first of all, you're both grounded for not seeing Napoleon Dynamite. And which I guess I have to blame on myself as a parent. I failed you. But so I had to Google ligers to show him and be like, "Are you okay now?" And then he was like, "But I don't think I want to be a liger." And then I was like, "Look, kid, I literally have 15 animals tattooed on my body. Pick one. My shoulder is a pinwheel. You want to be a wolf? Huh? I got wolves. I got rhinoceros. You want to be what do you pick his spirit animal? This ends tonight. Like, pick one."
Yeah, he really is. I remember, like, he used to obviously back when we, you know, had a green room and we were filming on a set in the before times, he would, like, come every week. And it was maybe, like, 2 months before he, like, had the confidence to, like, have a conversation with me. Because he's shy and sensitive and, you know.
Well, he doesn't have much use. My son's also a sexist.
Yeah.
He does not have use for girls. And
he likes Nora, though.
And but Nora does the song and dance.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, and then he became best friends with Dean Cain.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I think it rubbed him the wrong way that you didn't watch movies. He couldn't understand. So, but once he, so we had to settle the spirit animal, and he eventually settled on a lion, you know, and I'm like,
I love it. The whole afternoon breaks down.
No, this was at night.
Or night. Okay.
Bedtime. And the other issue is, culturally, he, in his Tongan culture, the children sleep with the parents for, like, ever. Like, his uncle, who came that you met, Tavita, I think, like 6 months ago, he decided to get his own room, you know? And he's, like, in his 30s. So, which I have a huge problem with. We got this 4-bedroom house, right? And each room was what is it, motif? What is it when it's like decorated or whatever?
Yeah.
Motif, does that work? All right, motif.
Well, it works for me.
Yeah. One was Frozen.
Got it.
One was Mickey Mouse. And then there was like the regular parents' room. And then like there's no effort in the parents' room.
Right.
Like, no, it's just like brown. And then
it's gray.
Then there was one room that had two beds in it. It was like a snowy room, right? Well, I was like, but there's already a Frozen room, but whatever. My daughter was like, bam, Frozen. Got it, right? My son was like, Mickey Mouse. I'm like, cool. And I'm setting him up like, bro, you got your own room. You got your own TV. Like, this is phenomenal. You know, this is phenomenal. And you're going to sleep in your room, right? He's like, yeah, Dad. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, you're going to sleep for real. Because we big, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and, yeah.
And he's a cuddler and he's like a leaner. And like, I'm just like, I don't sleep like that. So it's going down. Everything's great. He goes in his bed. She goes to his bed. I hit the lights. I threaten him. I see phones. I'm cracking skulls. I'm not playing this time. I've killed before. I'll kill again. Try me. And they laugh. Oh, Dad, only my kids laugh when I threaten to kill them. And because you can't play with those phones. They'll be on those phones all night.
Yeah.
So I climb into bed. Everything's great. I got about 20 minutes. I'm just starting to doze. What's up, Silsy? Hey, Dad, remember when you talked about spirit animals and stuff? And was like, yeah, I am having a nightmare about ligers. I'm like, and you made us watch shark shows and they were eating stuff and there was blood in the water and I'm having nightmares. So I've got to sleep in your room. And I was like, come on, bruh. And then I was like, where are you? And I had the lights off because he was so close. And then he just walks in the door, his sister's door, which I didn't pay attention to, had an adjoining door. She's like, all right, I'm right here. So we'll all kind of be together. And I'm like, what kind of Airbnb puts the master bedroom next to the kids' room with a glass? It's not even that. How did I miss this glass door? It had the, you know, the blinds on it. I didn't even pay attention to it. She just opened the door and was like, so it's like, great, guys. All right, let's get some sleep. Literally giant house. But and then at 3 o'clock in the morning, this arm goes across me and I'm like, ugh. And I can feel the trouble on my shoulder. And I'm like, just, you know what? You know what? Oh, God. I just – and if I get up, he'll wake up. Like, it's just – it's terrible. He's 5 feet, 5 inches, Kat. This isn't – and he's at the – and you guys don't have kids yet, but, like, they're really – like, when they're one, when they're real little, you worry about rolling over on them and stuff. You're, like, paranoid because they're so little. Then they get, like, around one or two. They're kind of fun to sleep with because they want to cuddle on you. Three is okay. Four and five is when the smells start.
Ugh.
Then six is when the teeth come out, so they're not as cute anymore. They're kind of going through, like, their head starts to grow, but their body hasn't caught up yet.
Right.
They're not the most attractive. Let's keep it real. Kids between five and, I don't know, 14, kind of ugly. Like,
oh, I was heinous.
They're ugly.
I was absolutely heinous, yeah.
No, nobody was. Nobody was.
Right.
No, but I think Macaulay Culkin stretched it for a while.
Yeah.
But then he paid the ultimate price because he stayed that way as an adult. Like, he was cute at nine and kind of looks like, you know, a crackhead as an adult because he's like,
that's childlike. Sexy to me, though. That crack, yeah. That crack chic.
Yeah.
That's sexy. Macaulay Culkin, the more cracked out and dirty he looks, the more I'm like, oh, yeah, daddy.
Yeah, which like, whole other red flag.
I don't know. Yeah, where are we going to go with that? Go ahead, Devin.
I'll start it off with the story you submitted.
Don't you dare touch that dial. And if you do have a dial, you need an upgrade. We'll be right back.
Now, if I could get real with you for a second. Now, listen, when I turned 40, I started to notice a little decline in my aggressiveness in the gym. And I started to feel the effects of aging and feeling a little inadequate. So Nugenix came along and gave me a free bottle, and I tried it, and I noticed results immediately. I just felt stronger, more confident. You started seeing results back in the gym. You got to try that Nugenix Total T. I swear by it. It is phenomenal. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesnor will help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life. Prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There's nothing to lose and everything to gain. New energy, muscle, drive, and even more passion. Get your complimentary sample when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus, and that's T-Y. Y-R-U-S. Now get your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat fast and get lean fast. Absolutely free. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Tyrus. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
Florida man accused of firing gun in hotel lobby over lack of social distancing.
Nice.
Douglas Marks, 29, is accused of squeezing off the rounds at Crystal Beach Suites on Monday night, the Miami Herald reported. Marks confronted a mother-son duo sitting on a lobby couch and told them, "You all aren't social distancing," according to an arrests report. The mother, Veronica Pena, and her son ignored Marks and remained in place. Marks then allegedly said, "Let me take care of them. I have two people not following directions," before firing off several shots. It's unclear who Marks was speaking to. Nobody was injured in the shooting, which Marks admitted to, but claimed to fire four warning shots because he was being followed by someone. Marks was hit with several weapons charges.
Was he tested for meth?
I was just going to say methamphetamine, and not just like he just dosed. He dosed. He's been up for 5 days. He's seeing the shadow people.
You know, I have another concern. What was that woman's name again? Was that Veronica Pena?
It was Veronica Pena. We don't have a picture of the woman. We only have a picture of the man.
Because I dated a Veronica Pena in college. And, quick backstory. Then we'll get to this messed out Florida guy. So
well, they didn't say how old the son was, so.
Which would make sense. Because I waited till the end of my 30s to procreate, not on purpose. But I was clean. I was uncle. Everything was. I was living the dream. Everything was going well. And then, what happened? But I love him though. I love him. Love him. So in high school, I had a crush, and not even junior high. I had a crush, Veronica Pena. She was a year older than me, but I had a drama class with her, and I was just in. Like I would give her my milk. You know what I'm saying? Which is a big deal when you're playing sports. You're giving your milk at lunch, and that was a big deal for me. And I was innocent, shy, like just nervous around her or whatever. But on like the last day of school, which is always stupid. To the fellas out there, do not wait till the last day of school to write someone a letter asking them to be
right.
Your girlfriend, because you're not going to see him again for a hot minute. And in LA, everybody gets bussed. So it's not like you're even in the same neighborhood, you know? And, so I did that, and I told her that, right? And I never saw her again. And then one day, life goes on. I'm moved away. I'm up in high desert California. I'm a junior in high school. I'm a Letterman jacket. I'm the cool guys on campus. And somebody's like, "Hey, punk, you still got a crush on me?" And I turn around. I was like, "Veronica Pena, what are you doing here? Like, I haven't seen you since Mount Gleason Junior High in the Valley." And it was just crazy, right? She was there for like 2 weeks. She was one of those bad kids. She had been like to kids' prison. She was like a thug.
Oh, the juvie. Like a little,
yeah, been to juvie. And she went to the Saturday school. Like she was so tough. Her had to go to school on the weekend because during the week didn't play.
It wasn't safe.
No, she wasn't safe.
On the streets.
She once told me that she could make a shank out of a Johnson & Johnson shampoo bottle. I was like, damn, how does one even figure that out?
Right.
You know? But anyways, I saw her briefly. It was like no big thing or whatever. And she was basically like patting me on the head, even though I was way taller than her, like, oh, hey, you're cute. Apparently not, you know, but I was like, damn, that's, I still had a crush on her. So graduate high school. Now I'm in college, junior college. I'm now the man. And I'm at a party in the high desert, and lo and behold, she shows up. Veronica Pena's back, right? I'm still a little dude in junior high, right? Like, oh, it's Veronica. I had a big crush on her. Time wasn't as kind to her as she had, you know what I'm saying? Like, she had a kid, and she hadn't quite bounced back yet, you know what I'm saying? But it was like Veronica Pena, and literally started dating, like, instantly. And I was like, oh, man, you know, because, you know, must be meant to be, right? You know, what do I know? I'm 18 and a half. What, you know, this is it. And the Juby thing now made a lot more sense. She was once while I was playing football, because people were cheering for me, was sitting outside. And I don't know if you guys ever know what this sign means, but literally was in the stand going, I was like, is she, and my homeboy's like, is she threatening to shoot you after the game? I was like, no, I think that means like I got you, babe. He's like, nah, homie. She's like making gun signs and doing this. And I was like, she didn't even go to the junior college and would show up at lunch when I'd be eating with my friends, like, no, go sit with your girl. I'm like, I guess so.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, she bought me a snake for my birthday from the pet shop, like, down the street.
Nice.
I went in there to buy the mice. The pet shop guy was like, I need that snake back. And I was like, why? That girl who bought it for you paid for it with bad checks. And there's like a woman, I was like,
Pena.
Straight thug, right? I was getting recruited to go to colleges and stuff, and I had tried to break up a couple of times. It didn't go well. She's like, nah, when you're with me, it's for life. You understand? We don't end this unless we end this. And I was like, right. So I didn't tell her that that I had scholarships to go to school. I said nothing. So when I got my scholarship to Nebraska and bounced, I didn't tell her. I just wasn't in the dorm one day. I was just out. Never broke up with her.
You ghosted her?
I ghosted her. What other option did we have? Fashionable to ghost. Like, I figured there's no way that she's going to find me in Nebraska.
She did, didn't she?
No, she never did. The story ends there. Like, literally, all I can imagine is she went to the house and, like, and the new kid opened the door and she's like, where's Tyrus at? He's gone. What's your name? Tyrone. You'll do. What up, boyfriend? Let's go get something to eat. That's probably what happened. So hopefully it's not the same Veronica Pena. It probably isn't, because he had the gun and she didn't pull one out or jack him.
I don't think that Veronica Pena, from the sounds of it, would have just sat there and ignored.
Yeah, I don't think she, but she, you know what? People change. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the same guy that I was back in the day. I'm much more depressed than when I was full of life at one point. I'd be outside right now chopping trees and stuff and thinking about a mountain to climb. Now I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna put these socks on. So that's just where I'm at. So to go back to our guy, I'm surprised we don't have more stories, honestly, about people losing their stuff on people not social distancing.
I'm surprised too. Like, I thought that this was, you know, happened a lot more often, and especially in Florida.
I don't know about pulling a piece on somebody.
Yeah.
But I, it was like the guy who came running up to me at the airport when I'm like, bruh, I don't care about your Joe Biden conspiracy theory right now.
Yeah.
You're going to have to tell me from 10 feet away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Kat, as a libertarian, you'll love this. He said, you know, if Joe Biden is elected, ISIS will be back. And I said, he's like, because ISIS is gone. And I was like, bro, where are you from? He's like, St. Louis. I was like, how many times did you step out your house and like ISIS did a drive-by? Like, when the hell has ISIS been in the streets of America? Or even that, how about this? An ISIS boat came up short just outside of America. Like,
right.
It's America. I don't think we have to worry about ISIS in America, bro. Like, parole in the streets. Like, we got a real bad guy walking right now. It's called coronavirus. Yeah. And you just need to back up. But he's like, well, I guess you didn't look at it that way. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's hard to throw rocks from the Middle East at America. We're very hard to get to.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just crazy. But he needed to tell me that. He
was ready to risk everything just to make sure
that I was to get the message out.
If Joe Biden is elected, there will be an ISIS on every street corner.
Yes. And when you call 911
answers.
He's gonna say, for ISIS, press 9. And then you get nervous and you press the wrong one and you end up on the assault line. They're like, no, I'd like to report ISIS. This is assault. So if you could put you on hold, I'll transfer you. And then they send you to like sex crimes unit. No, ISIS. Oh, okay. Please hold. You know, and then they tell you your wait time is 4 hours. It's just, and speaking of 4 hours, what we got, Devin?
Yeah, Devin, what we got?
Depression may have caused woman to believe she was a chicken. While most of the 260 million people worldwide who suffer from depression will have common symptoms such as sadness, fatigue, disinterest, and sleeplessness, an exceedingly rare few could lose their humanity completely by assuming the identity of an animal, according to researchers at KU Leuven in Belgium. Psychologists described the case of the 54-year-old woman unnamed in their case study who was found in her garden clucking and crowing like a rooster. It's a condition called zoanthropy, or the delusion of believing oneself is not human but animal. They described the woman as being disoriented during her examination, while also reporting an unfamiliar sensation in her limbs, quote, as if they were not fit for her body and flapped uncontrollably, the study read. The patient noted that she'd hardly slept in 5 days. The woman, a pharmacy employee, was brought to the emergency room after her brother found her displaying stereotyped behavior of a chicken. She has no history of substance abuse or psychotic episodes, but the family attributed her behavior to the recent loss of a loved one for which she had been suffering a 2-month bout of depression, which runs in her family. During their psychiatric consultation, the patient suffered a tonic-clonic seizure, also known as a grand mal seizure. After an emergency dose of an anti-epileptic drug, the woman slept for several hours at the hospital. Upon waking, she was back to normal, but she had no recollection of her stint as a chicken. There have been only 56 other documented cases of zoanthropy since 1850. Other patients have morphed into a wolf, lion, cat, rabbit, boar, or snake, to name a few.
Well, this is good for my son. So he can, his spirit animal. You know what? I thought of a million jokes, but during this story, but the more you read, the worse I felt about making fun of someone.
I mean, that's got to be so terrible.
They had a horrible seizure.
Yeah.
Like, but the good thing is that she doesn't remember any of it. So she doesn't remember acting like a chicken.
It's not every day you get to be a chicken, you know, like a flightless bird. Although, when you think about it, of all the things to morph into, it's kind of setting the bar a little low. You know, I would have wanted to be like a liger, or, you know, at least she wasn't a fish, because then, you know, then
you probably
pretend like she's suffocating, flopping all over the place. You know, that's, because I originally thought when you said, remember when you said she hadn't slept in 5 days? I immediately was
I thought it was one of those, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and then I was going to call her a chicken head, which again was, you know, not really fair for somebody who legit had seizures and it was like a real thing. Like, this is one of those stories that, like, I don't feel is fair to me and Kat, because we're going to get booed on this one.
Yeah, we're going to get canceled.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for sure. The only thing that saves us is being ranked 149th.
That's true.
Man and woman comedy tandems talking about political events. We got that going for us. And we are reoccurring guests on the Greg Gutfeld show, which we discussed last week. You weren't here, Devin, how rude that was. that Kat and I are still referred to as guests on a show that we have been on for, well, many, many years. Any other situation, nary a time would you be in a situation where they wouldn't call you a resident at some point. You stay anywhere for five years. I think you're not a guest anymore. I think at least call us homesteaders. I mean, you know, like, you know, we're squatting. We got squatting rights on the Greg Gutfeld show. Give us something, you know, like, I mean, Kat's family comes there when we had the green room back in remember those days back when black and white TV was still a thing. Yeah. And, they would come to see her perform, and it was always uncomfortable that, you know, that Father Timp would be like, yeah, my daughter's a guest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think at this point, based on ratings, and it should be the Greg Gutfeld show with Tyrus and Tim.
Yeah, with.
With. You know, I think we're with.
Well, maybe we could get him on this podcast, and it could be Tyrus and Timp with Greg Gutfeld, no, with special guest Greg Gutfeld. Turn it around.
We can't do that because Greg has a pretty good staff, and they're going to research. And
Gabby's going to research.
Yeah, and then Gabby's going to be explaining to him what a poop elf is. Us making fun of his height constantly, questioning his morals, casting him in various roles in all our backdrop movies as always kind of the bad guy that nobody likes. So maybe not. We had Tom on. That's about as close as I'll go. I think because Tom's safe, because Tom was just having fun. You know, he didn't realize that he was.
Tom's very good at reading the stories. Picking stories. He's really very good.
It's like he was born to be a writer. You know?
So what did you guys learn today? Because can I share what I learned?
Yes.
I learned not to try to cancel you guys. I'm sorry about that. I will do better next week. I will make sure that I don't have any gotcha stories.
Catherine left again, left early again. I've made a note. Once again, Kat looked up for responses to our jokes, and Catherine wasn't there.
Nothing.
We have one audience member on this show. You know, one. And, Devin, you have to be here. Oh, wait, I guess Catherine does too, but she has to be here the whole time. She literally she just left. She just dipped on us, which is, you know.
Kat, what did you learn today? Let's hear what you learned.
I don't know. What did I learn? I mean, I learned that Tyrus's son is like as tall as I am. Learned that, maybe taller. And that's pretty much it. I'm gonna have to think about what my spirit animal is. I guess I don't know.
That's great.
Anyway, for more podcasts like this, you go to http://www.foxnewspodcast.com. Enough said. Is that good?
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.